Report. Well, later this month, in about a week's time actually, a changing of the guard will occur as Chris McCoy hands the reins of the hottest sport in Tasmania, basketball, to respected Tasmanian administrator Ben Smith. To get the lowdown on how this all took place and what Chris is going to do in his retirement, Chris is on the line. Good afternoon to you, Chris.
Good afternoon. Thanks for having me.
Hey, you're gearing up for all this spare time you're going to have on your hands shortly.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. It's obviously a bit sad as well, stepping out, but I think it's great timing. You know, the sport's in great shape and it's time for someone with fresh ideas and fresh energies and time for me to balance up and hit a few golf balls and tennis balls and run around with the kids a bit more.
No, look, I'm sure you'll do that. I know, unbelievably, we sort of know each other. I know you spend a lot of time with your family too when you can, and I guess this gives you a little bit more of an opportunity. Ben Smith, tell us about Ben. He's got that cricket background, that administrative background, but he must be excited about joining.
Yeah, it's been good to catch up with him over the last week or so, and he's really looking forward to it. He starts on the Monday after I finish, which would have liked a little bit more time with him, but it's been great spending that time and getting to know him, and he'll be a good operator. He's got great experience in sport, especially his cricket background, and he comes in with no agendas in the sport, so he'll be able to have fresh ideas and work through everything that way. So I think you'll do a great job. I'm looking forward to, from the grandstand, seeing how the sport evolves from here.
It's a little bit like, I guess, trying to coach your own team that you've played for quite a while, and then the club saying, "Oh, we need to get someone from outside to come in, new ideas, new thoughts. Perhaps we should do this way and that way." And I'm sure he'll do that in a consultative way. But I think I think that's good to get someone, particularly from Cricket Tasmania, who's one of the best run organisations state.
Well, that's right. We've been saying along the journey that as a sport, we want to be the top sport in Tasmania by 2024. So what better way than having an experienced guy come in that's been in one of the top two sports in the state. So he'll be able to see what they're doing well and what we're doing well. He'll be able to take it to another level. So I think it's a great appointment, and look forward to not working with him, but I'll catch up with him for coffees as they go along and fill him in on some of the background and history and strategy of why things were done certain ways.
Good stuff. Let's talk hoops. NBL 1 with the Thunder getting their season underway shortly, I suppose, imminently. But look, disappointing for them last year because Nick Haywood had them situated perfectly, and then, of course, COVID sort of ruined the season, but they must be looking forward to getting underway.
Yeah, definitely. You described it well. They had a terrific season, and they were really well placed to have a tour of the finals, which would have been really tough, but they would have gone on nicely as a high seed. So it was a shame that came to an end, but now they're back on court and working really hard. I saw a session last Wednesday, and there's 20 guys all getting after it there at Ulverston, and they're working really hard under Coach Haywood. And on top of that, there's a few exciting signings. Obviously, Sean McDonald's a great pickup, and the imports arrived as well. And they're looking, they're in discussions with the Jack Jumpers about, providing that link where a few of their guys stay in the NBL 1 season and play for the Thunder or the Chargers. So, that's exciting in itself as well.
That's great collaboration, and I think that will only help the sport. Certainly doesn't hinder it and gives everybody a little bow peep at what is going on in both camps, really. You mentioned the Jack Jumpers. What an amazing four games they've had. And I guess this is... not overly surprising, but it's outstanding for the game in the state, isn't it?
Well, yes, and I do think it is surprising. It's to be 6-6 as a new team in a very tough league. I think it's a tremendous effort. I honestly thought if they won six games in the opening season would be a good performance. Well, they've done that already, so that's fantastic. And now they're looking higher. They're going, okay, well, we're attacking every game, and We're seeing if we can win every game, and we saw that with the Melbourne United game over in Melbourne, where they won the terrific game there. They've got Phoenix coming up on Sunday, and then they'll host the Perth Wildcats back in Hobart soon. So there's some exciting games coming up.
And they lose Will Magne, though, for a short period of time through injury. So that just upsets the balance a bit, doesn't it?
Yeah, that's a tough one for them because that's probably the one they couldn't afford to lose because he's such a great rim protector and on the glass there with his rebounding. So it'll make it tough now to compete in the paint. But, you know, as we've seen, the other guys step up and some of the other guys, McVay's come into some nice form. Chris Levick's been playing well, so there'll be guys come into that role, but it does get tough. Every team goes through a few injuries and COVID restrictions in the modern day.
Yeah, great contributions from Maggett and Adams, the two Joshes. They've certainly played their role too. What about the juniors playing, the Tasmanian juniors playing in the US? I mean, wow, we've seen some unbelievable stats from those guys and news. This is a big bonus for basketball in Tassie, isn't it?
Yeah, it was nice to see them do so well. You know, we've got 12 juniors in American colleges at the moment and some high-profile ones with, you know, Rain Smith has been Rookie of the Week several times now in his Division One conference, and he's going great there with Charleston. And then Trey Armstrong's come into some great form there with Cal Baptist, and, of course, Taren's just got back from some injury and illness. And before he went on that injury and illness, you know, he's got NBA scouts that have got him on the radar now. He's sort of come out of nowhere for the NBA discussions. And how terrific would it be if we were to have a Tassie junior drafted into the NBA?
That would be amazing. Absolutely amazing. Before I let you go, what are your thoughts of the James Harden, Ben Simmons trade? I think maybe the Nets get someone that is so capable. I mean, he's got plenty to offer Ben Simmons, but they, I guess Kevin Durant and Harden couldn't quite get the mix right.
No, I think it's a good trade. You know, outside looking in without really supporting either team, but watching either team, I think it's a win-win. I think Philly gets Harden, so they get a chance now to take another step and maybe be in contention, where I don't think they were going to with their current list. And then the Nets were floundering, and now I know they've gone to favouritism to take out the NBA title. I just think Simmons, you know, he doesn't need a lot of shots. He's not that sort of guy that has to score 20 a game, but I think he'll push the ball, or he'll get it to Durant, he'll get it to Kyrie when he's playing. You know, teaming up with Patty will be a nice, stable connection for him. I really think it's a win-win all round. It's boosted some interest in those teams. It's great.
It has. And it took a while to get there. Poor old Ben's back pocket's not looking too fancy with the millions that he's been fined. But now he finally gets an opportunity to settle himself down. Long forgotten are the demons of the playoffs when the coach sort of really didn't really come out and back him all that much and et cetera. And then he cracked the brace in bits, I suppose you'd say, and stuck to his guns. And now he finds himself with Patty Mills. And that is good for the game. Let's hope he can really string some good performances together.
Yeah, I think all that was handled poorly all round from teammates and coach coming out and saying negative things after the playoff. You know, it's not on one player, and you know, you've got to appreciate Simmons for what he is. He's just a great athlete, passer, defender, facilitator, and scores a bit as well. He's not going to be a three-point shooter. So it's but look out for when the Nets play Philly in Philly. It'll be a huge reception.
They'll take the roof off the place. Well, Chris, on behalf of everyone in Tasmania, I think your performances yourself in administration with Basketball Tasmania has been just brilliant and second to none. You hand over to Ben Smith. I think you've got the best interests of basketball at heart. You always have. So well done on your job as CEO of Basketball Tasmania. And I know you'll be an interested observer. So well done. And we'll sort of catch you around the trap somewhere.
Yeah, and no, I appreciate it. Nice, you know, very humbling through this process. I've had a lot of people come out of the woodwork, which is really nice. So, I'm comfortable in what we've achieved as a team, and I think it's a good time, and I'm looking forward to seeing the sport progress to another level. And I'll be in the stands. I've still got kids playing for many years, so I'll certainly look forward to seeing it progress to being the number one sport in the state.
More time to whip Jerry Shears' backside playing tennis down there at Devonport Tennis Club.
Yes, that's right. I'll need a bit of practice to get Jerry. He's pretty wily.
All right, well done, Chris. Thanks for coming on.
Great. Thanks for having me. Thank you.